The crowds were out on Newbury Street this weekend, and a slew of new stores were there to greet them. Recent additions to the shopping mecca include high-end fashion stores such as the British store All Saints Spitalfields. Justin Messenbird is the East Coast area manager for Ted Baker Limited, which opened last fall on Newbury Street.
I think in terms of pressure being off, I think there's a much more optimistic feel within the business. And I always feel that, you know, people want to, if you look good, you feel good. So I think people are at a stage where they want to get out there again. They want to look good and they want to feel good.
Well, while new stores are opening up, retail sales numbers, which had recently shown some improvement, dropped in May, calling into question the strength of the recovery. But when it comes to retail and real estate, a new analysis by the Boston Globe shows that Massachusetts is leading the country in attracting new businesses to occupy formerly vacant stores. The report looked at vacancy rates in shopping plazas dominated by big box stores and found the rate dropped almost 1% down to 5.8% in the first quarter of 2010, while the vacancy rate in the rest of the United States rose to 7.9%. Joining us for reaction to this news is John Hurst. He's chairman of the Retailers Association of Massachusetts. John Hurst, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Let me just quickly ask you, what do you think this sort of uptick in real estate occupation by retailers means for the retail economy itself?
Well, certainly good news, but, you know, it's not something that we're frankly surprised about because, you know, when you look at the economy that we've gone through, you know, really since the fourth quarter of 2007 here in New England, it's been a very difficult downturn. And, you know, no one was hurt more than the retail community. It's very similar to the economy that we felt in the 1990 and 91 recession. Both were, you know, it was very tough on consumers, and it was also very tough on the real estate industry and commercial real estate included. And, you know, in both in the early 90s and again now, what that brought about were some real opportunities for some new players to come into this region where they simply had no market share and no visibility until then.
Mm-hmm. And yet now we've got these new stores opening up, and I understand that actually a lot of them seem to be sort of, I don't want to call them down market, but lower-end retailers such as maybe Target, Savers, Ocean State, Job Lots, et cetera. What does it mean that those are the stores that are being attracted into all this vacant real estate?
Well, I personally think that we were probably understored. A lot of people, you know, located and living in the Boston area may not agree with that. But if you look at really the number of stores that we have in all of New England and in Massachusetts in particular, we are probably understored compared to other regions of the country. And, you know, we have gone through a real sea change, a real tough time on the consumer, and people are still being very cautious with their dollars. And you know, for the conceivable future, I think, you know, lower-end stores are what an awful lot of consumers are going to be looking for, you know, particularly as they try to stay out of debt going forward.
So maybe Target might be replacing a Banana Republic, but those higher-end stores aren't necessarily charging their way back into Massachusetts just yet.
Well, I think that you're still going to see some vacancy rates, particularly in some of the higher-end malls and some of the main streets. You know, we certainly are not back to where we want to be yet. You know, our consumer confidence is starting to inch back, but the retail sales have been, you know, up and down. The last 4 months have been showing some positive trends, but, you know, we certainly are ahead of 2009, but we certainly are not back to where we were in 2006 and 2007.
Well, that's John Hurst. He's chairman of the Retailers Association of Massachusetts. Thanks so much for being here with us.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's dig a little deeper into some of these numbers. We'll do that with Casey Ross. He covers the commercial real estate market for the Boston Globe. Welcome to Radio Boston, Casey.
Happy to be with you.
So John Hurst at the Retailers Association of Massachusetts seems to think that all these new low-end retailers coming into all this empty real estate says that that's an indicator that the leasing market has kind of hit the floor. Do you agree with that?
I do. I think there's a lot of vacant space available right now, which depresses prices. Property values are down, so investors come in and they see an opportunity, and they're taking it.
Well, why is it that Massachusetts seems to be bucking this national trend where vacancy rates are going up for retailers across the country, but they're going down here? That seems almost counterintuitive.
Yeah, well, I think one of the silver linings in the economic downturn for Massachusetts, especially as it pertains to real estate, is we're not oversupplied the way a lot of other markets are. You know, John Hirst was talking about us being understored here. So there's perceived to be some room for some retailers to come in and open up new stores here so that they can capitalize on perhaps a lack of retail space right now, or at least some room in the market for expansion. And so that's what I think we're seeing happening.
So unlike, say, Miami or Las Vegas that underwent these huge real estate booms, we didn't really have as much building, so there wasn't as much space, is what you're saying.
Right. I mean, the fall off in those areas was huge because they had a lot of stores, and a lot of stores that closed tons and tons of space came on the market. And so we just had less of a swing here and more of an opportunity once things got a little bit better for retailers to swoop in and take advantage. So that's what we're really seeing right now.
Mm-hmm. And what do you make of the fact that it seems a lot of these low-end retailers, these big box stores, are opening up in places like the Westgate Mall in Brockton?
Well, I think what's happening there is that, you know, retailers are coming in and they're really trying to just establish footholds, you know, in the market, expand their presence here. I think that those kinds of retail operations are seeing, you know, opportunities in this area where you have little risk and a good upside. You have the Westgate Mall, which is sort of a distressed property, so you see these retailers say, okay, well, here's an opportunity where we can come in, make this a valuable property again, and profit significantly out of it. So that's what's going on with that dynamic, I think.
Mm-hmm. And retail real estate is obviously just one portion of the entire commercial real estate market. Do you anticipate, or are we seeing a similar uptick on, say, the office space side of things?
Well, it's what's sort of happening is there's a bifurcated recovery going on in both the office market and the retail market, where existing properties are very attractive investments right now. Development, on the other hand, development of new stores where it requires construction is not, because it involves more risk. So in both cases, you're seeing investors see high vacancy rates, lower property values, a great opportunity to invest. And if you're going to invest anywhere, you invest in that existing property as opposed to trying to build a new one, which is seen as more risky.
That's Casey Ross. He's a reporter for the Boston Globe. Casey, thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
Up next.
Especially when I first was unemployed, I would have these moments where I thought, maybe I could get that cheese. And I'd have to talk myself down out of that tree.
We'll shop and cook a meal with Massachusetts' own Poor Girl Gourmet. And we'll also talk about Boston and whether or not it's become post-gay. We'll continue the conversation after the break. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.